The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 13 of Hoe Ventures. I am here with my second guest from Seattle. I still need to go visit. This is Tania of Seattle. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And thank you so much for being an OG supporter. You said that you've been listening to me since TSEG days.
Yeah, I actually came out of a retirement and I binge listened to the whole thing so that I could get prepared to come back. So it was really helpful. And I think I bought like an ebook or something. It was amazing.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Yes, I worked hard on that book.
It was really helpful for me, even as a longtime person in the industry. It got me back into everything. And I feel like it's all of the things I've learned from there I'm using. So
awesome. Okay, so we'll jump right into the interview because you have a very exciting adventure. And I'm like so excited to share this. Because it gives just a different outlook of just kind of what we can do as professional daters. So in your name, you're Tania of Seattle. So that's where your home base is, correct?
Yeah, I'm home based in Seattle and I do tour a little bit and I take everything with me on the road when I tour. But that's something new that I'm just starting and kind of feeling out. But I am in Seattle most of the time.
Awesome. Okay, so you said that you came out of retirement. So how long were you a professional dater in this industry before you retired?
It must have been about like 18 years. I started in 1998 and then I retired about 4 years ago and I came back a year ago. So
that wow. So about 20 years total in the industry.
Yeah. Yep.
That is so cool. And did you start as a professional dater or did you start with something else?
I started as a dancer when I was 18 and I did that for off and on for 7 years. And I introduced like the professional dating stuff probably about 2 years into that. And I did it here in Seattle a lot. And then I did it also in Los Angeles. So kind of back and forth and done it ever since, except for that little tiny retirement.
Oh, fun. And you said your retirement was about 3 years?
Yes.
So what made you come back?
I was bored and I missed it. I really missed it. I just, I cut hair. I've done that for 14 years too. And my clients at the salon, the conversations are fun and interesting, but I like this professional dating a lot more. It's way more fun. I have a lot more fun with it. So I totally missed it and I'm so excited to be back.
So I'm glad that you brought up that you work in a salon because you have a really cool thing that you've done. You have combined your salon experience and your professional dating experience, and you are now an erotic barber.
Yes. So I've cut hair for 14
years.
Share
with us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I've cut hair for 14 years and I actually did just barbering for 4 of those years. So I just thought, why not put the two things together and make it like a whole experience? And that's what I'm doing. I have a studio with a full salon in it and I cut hair and we talk and chat and get to know each other that way. And then we have a good time or we go on a date, whatever. And it's kind of amazing. I'm trying to create an entire men's spa. So I'm adding things to it as I go.
That is so cool. So just to let everybody know, I chat a little bit with my guests before we start recording just to, you know, kind of get familiar with each other a little. You said that you do like the whole like manscaping and stuff, right?
I do. Yeah, I'm adding that in slowly. I'm kind of like doing it on people that I know so I can get the hang of it. But I'm going to add it on as part of my whole package.
I just think this is like the coolest thing ever, especially because in the real world, people think that we don't have any useful skills or any talents or anything other than what they think, you know, just us laying on our backs all day. And I love that you are showing that you can make, I mean, you can literally make almost anything sexy, right? Yes, like you were sure. just a barber and then you're like, I'm going to make it sexy. Yes. And you, and so what does describe like what do you wear when you're doing these haircuts?
I usually will wear like a pretty tight fitted dress that's like a spaghetti mm-hmm. strap, like it's showing a lot. And I wear pleasers when I cut hair.
Pleasers. Yeah. And for the vanilla audience, because I do have a vanilla audience, pleasers are they're just a really large platform shoes that you usually see in the strip club. So yep. I know that my mom and sister listen, so they're probably going to be like, hey, what's pleasers? So what there you pleasers? Go, ladies. Those are pleasers, the big stripper shoes. So she's dressed very sexy. And I mean, just, I always admired the skill that, you know, the strippers have walking around in those shoes, and you're cutting hair in those shoes. So I'm yes. like applauding you. Like, that is amazing. Cause I could never, like, listen, I need to sit down as quick as possible so that I'm comfortable. You could stare at the shoes, you know, all you want, but I'm not going to be cutting hair. Like, that's amazing. I think that's awesome that you do that.
I'm really short too, so it actually helps me. I'm only 5'2", so the pleasers help me reach my taller clients' heads. So I'm kind of like, wish I could wear them at the salon.
So she has this really great advertisement video on her Twitter that I did check out. I always check out my guests and see, you know, kind of get a little bit of background on them. So I saw the video that you had on Twitter, and you do not seem like you're 5'2". Your legs seem so long.
No, I'm really short.
Maybe it's a pleaser. I mean, listen, I am short. I am 5 feet tall, no inches on me. I get it. I'm sure we do need the little things to help us. Every little bit helps, right? So I did yes. not know that you were so tiny.
Yep. I'm so a little. Cool.
Yeah. It's just, I guess maybe we're just, our personalities are so big. We just seem a lot taller on social media.
I love that. It's the same thing with people in the movies, right? Every time I've seen a celebrity, they're way smaller.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Listen, you're not kidding. I have met a lot of celebrities somehow randomly, or like a lot of musicians. I have a picture with Corey Taylor. If nobody knows who that is, he is the lead singer of Slipknot and Stone Sour. And I guess now the Corey Taylor band. But anyway, I have a picture with him, and on stage, he looks like larger than life. And this man has to be like maybe just a couple inches taller than me. Like he's a shorty. Short. And I did not know. I mean, you just never know. You know, he's on this big, you know, this huge internationally known band. And, you know, with the mask and everything is just amazing. You just don't realize how short people are in person. Okay. So I am ready for your exciting adventure. And what's so special about this, everyone, is that this is a duo date. Yes, you heard it. Duo date. Two women going out on a date, but you said, well, it was a two-day adventure, so I will let you start telling your story.
So it was actually one of my duo partners that's local here. It's Miss Ivy Rose. She's a good friend of mine. We've done some duos together before. Her client wanted to schedule a fly me to you to St. Louis with her and another girl. The other girl was going to go on a date with his friend. So it was a double date. So she called me up. We talked about it. She'd seen the guy before. He was amazing. So I agreed. So it was just planning it from there. I was a little nervous, but I've never done a double date with another girl and another guy. So it's my first time doing that in a fly me to you situation even too, to add on to that. And I've never been to St. Louis. So I was nervous, but excited. And it was like short notice. I think it was like a week before we were leaving. She asked me, I said yes. And we started planning.
I want to say that anybody out there listening, clients, other professional daters, double dates are literally a thing and they are so much fun. and you're going to hear it, how fun they are. I wish this, honestly, I wish it was like a, more of like a common thing, because people, when I tell people about it, they're like, what? And they think it becomes like some weird like orgy thing. And it's like, no, like, have you ever gone double dating in the civvy world? It's literally the same exact thing, except, you know, both people are getting paid to be there.
Yeah, no, it was a great thing. I wish it happened more often. I'm down if anyone ever wants to do that. Let's go.
So am I. Like, listen, let's get all the double dates we can, people. It's just so much fun. It's like, it's just, I don't know. It just changes like the energy. It doesn't feel so like everybody's staring at you, you know? It becomes just, you know, okay, two couples are out having fun.
Right, exactly. It totally, yeah, it felt really natural, you know, like, yeah, I totally recommend it. 10 stars.
Okay, so you guys fly out to St. Louis, and what happened when you get to St. Louis?
So we went to our room, which was a double suite, so it had two bedrooms in it and a big living room area, so we shower up, get ready. He had planned everything because we've never been there. So we didn't know like restaurants or any of that stuff. He planned a dinner at this restaurant called Capital Grill, which we actually have one in Seattle. So I'd had their food before and I love it. It's really good. It was all four of us going to dinner, dressed up really nice. Got so much food. Like, I actually took pictures of the table. I was a fool looking at the table before I even ate. He ordered everything. Oh. I don't know what the hell's going on, but it was
insane. My God. I'm hungry right now just like hearing the description of this table.
Like, I don't even think we ate that much of it too, so it was kind of crazy. I felt bad because I don't like to waste food, but whatever. He ordered everything. Steak, lobster, there was like all, because Capital Grill is a la carte, so all the different sides come separately, so we had pretty much everything on the menu. It was fun. We had drinks, a lot of talking, just laughing and flirting. And maybe there was footsie, I don't know. Just met the guy for the first time, so it was fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we hung out and we went back to the room after that, and you know, we went our separate ways in our different little areas with doors shut. Separate completely.
Oh my God. I was telling Tania before the interview that I always, when I try to tell people about like these double dates, I have a client that has a few friends, and like once a year, usually around Christmas is when he likes to have these like little parties. He wants to do dinner with like me and his friends, and like me and my friends, and they just don't, for some reason, people think that it becomes like an orgy. And I'm like, no, it's literally like everybody is on their own separate date. We're just doing dinner together. Like, and I don't know why people think it becomes like there. I always get asked like, well, am I expected to like, you know, take turns with everybody? I'm like, oh my God, no. Like, what, like, who do you think I am? I would never put somebody in a situation like that. So I am so happy that like another person is validating that there are double dates out there that are not weird and some like just, oh, salacious details of, you know, you're swapping partners. I mean, if people want to do that, that's, you know, that's cool and everything.
That can be fun too, but yeah, that was not the plan for us. So
that was not the plan for you guys. Okay, so what happened on day two?
So the next day we woke up and me and Ivy were kind of just waking up, and her friend or client, he was gone. So we're like, what the heck? He was out getting us breakfast and like smoothies, and there was coffee. He brought back all this different stuff for us because he didn't know what we wanted. We were still sleeping. He didn't wake us up. And the That's guy so that I was with was actually getting ready to leave for work. He left for work. And it was just myself, Ivy, and then her client. And we had a whole day planned of things that we were doing. So the next thing we were doing was going to the Ritz to get massages, all three of us.
Ooh.
That was amazing. We had a freaking blast. I could have stayed there forever. We got the massages.
Wait, I just want to clarify. So the date went from a double date to now down to a single duo date.
Yep. Yep. And we were staying an extra night. So it was two nights.
Okay. And you guys are at the Ritz having massages.
Yep. We had our massages. It was amazing. Then we were heading to go shopping. I needed some new shoes and she needed a new phone. So she got her new phone and I looked for shoes, but I couldn't find anything, unfortunately. And I won't like just buy something. So yeah, no, I didn't find anything I liked. So it was fine. We went back to the hotel again. I think we must have had lunch. I know we did. I can't remember where, but we did have lunch somewhere in there. So I know we took photos and stuff. And then he had an evening planned. It was a reservation, so we needed to go back and get dressed and ready. And it was supposed to be a haunted tour of a mansion. And you also have dinner in this place. It's called the Lemp Mansion, I believe. Oh,
that. The Who Scary. Mansion?
Lemp. L-E-M-P. Lemp Mansion. And it.
Oh, that let me sounds tell you, fun.
It sounded fun and I was excited. But then we got there and we sit down for dinner. And you people are walking around doing the tour, like, around the room that you're having dinner in, and you can hear like scary things. And we went to use the bathroom at one point, Ivy and I, and it was just so creepy. The bathroom was so scary. Look it up. Look at the pictures of the bathroom. It is scary. There is a murder bathtub in there. I don't know what the hell, but there was even a little kid.
You sent me the photo on Twitter. Because you were like, I just want you to see this bathroom that I'm going to mention. And I was like, is this some like professional serial killer's like cleanup room? Because it literally looked like the room of somebody who professionally murders people. And then they go and they chop up the body and drain it and everything. Like the tub. So you were saying that that there's this restaurant in the mansion. And then there's the bathroom for the restaurant. Not even going on the haunted tour yet.
Yeah.
There's a bathroom.
The patrons it's really go use. Space. Mm-hmm.
It's the creepiest bathroom I've ever seen. I can't wait to go.
Oh, my God. It's so scary. There was a little girl that came in the bathroom when we were there. And I looked at Ivy and I was like, is that a real girl or a ghost? Like, I'm scared. It was scary.
Wait, was she a real girl?
It was, I think. I hope. Oh, God. The place was so freaky. It was like creaky, too. When you walked on the floors, I felt like it was going to break. Ugh, it was scary.
Okay, so all the ghost hunter shows that I always see, like, I don't know. I've never encountered a spirit or ghost or anything, but everybody always says you can tell if it's a ghost or not by the clothing they're wearing. So what was she wearing?
You know what? That was what I think freaked me out. She had like a little white dress on that kind of looked old timey. So I was like, oh.
No, stop. No.
I think I just like looked at her and then turned around and was like, no, we got to go.
Stop. No, yeah. That's too much.
It scared the hell out of me.
Oh,
it scared
goodness.
Me so much that we didn't even, me and Ivy agreed that we didn't want to go on the tour. We were too scared. I'm not usually that scared, but I was really scared. So we didn't do the tour. And now I kind of am mad at myself that we didn't, but we had a good dinner and no tour. The place is scary. I haven't even Googled to find out. Supposedly there's a bunch of stories about this place and I'm too scared to even find out. Maybe I'll do that tonight. We'll see. But then after dinner, we had some drinks and we just went back to our room and then we had a duo experience. After that was mm-hmm. great. And that was really it. The next morning, everyone was getting ready to leave. Ivy actually was going back to Seattle and I was headed to Nashville. So everybody kind of went their separate ways, but it was so much fun. And then the second guy that was there that I had the double date with, he's actually seen me again when he's came to Seattle from visiting from St. Louis. So we have an ongoing thing.
Did they both of the clients, do they live in St. Louis?
Yeah, they both live in St. Louis.
Okay. So this guy was smitten with you and he flew all the way to Seattle to see you again.
Yeah, the second guy, yeah.
Oh,
I like that. So he's a sweetie.
I tell people, I'm like, listen, like it's our industry is pretty much just like normal dating. Like you kind of like meeting on what are those apps Tinder. That people use for like dating? Tinder. Yeah. Kind of like Tinder. You meet up with somebody. If you mesh well, you see them again. And if you don't, you know, you just go your separate ways. And, you know, the only thing about this is that we get paid to do it. And I think that's okay. I think it's pretty cool that, and I mean, he flew all the way to Seattle to see you a second time. So that speaks highly, you know, of you in itself. That
yeah. And I might, I mean, if I'm ever, if I'm ever in St. Louis again, I'll definitely, you know, we'll connect again. Or if he comes here, it's kind of like whenever, whatever, we'll connect again for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just really funny because of like, you know, people think that in our industry, everything is just about, you know, what goes on in the bedroom. And I'm like, see, here's proof. Do you really think that this man is going to fly all the way to Seattle just for a bedroom experience? Like,
yeah, no, that's absolutely not.
Like, we have personalities, people. Like, people enjoy being around us. They enjoy our energy. They enjoy whatever, like, the full experience that we can provide that has nothing to do with the bedroom. Because, I mean, nobody's flying out if it was just like, oh, she was so amazing in the bedroom. Like, no, that's...
No, yeah, they could just hop on Tinder and find someone else for that.
They could find it on Tinder. If that's all they were looking for, they could find it on Tinder easily. And... for free, like those girls be out there. Okay, so I just want to get back to the haunted mansion because now just like I love. Listen, I'm a very creepy person. If you don't know me, I'm a very creepy person. I love creepy things, and I love creepy experiences. And I've told everybody, like, I want "Walk with Me in Hell" to be played at my funeral. Okay, like this is just who I am. Like, I know I don't look like it from the outside, but literally, this is who I am. So would you go back to St. Louis and do this haunted tour?
First, I'm going to Google it and read about it.
No, because you might, no? Like, what if you decide it's too scary?
You know what? I would go back with the guy that visits me here. If he went, yeah. I would go with him. But I wouldn't go with him. Yes, because I feel safe with him. Okay. And, like, you know, I don't know. Like, even cute. If I go to a haunted house, like, I always have to have somebody that doesn't mind if I'm, like, squeezing them. Because I get freaked out super easy. I scream, like, I jump. So I definitely want to make sure, like, I was with somebody.
Oh my God, but isn't it like so much fun though?
It's adrenaline for sure. Yeah.
I'm an adrenaline junkie. 100% an adrenaline junkie. I tell everybody this, like, I don't know why I'm like this. My mom hates it because I'm always doing crazy things. And she's like, you're going to die one day. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You know, like, I just love adrenaline. Die anyway. Right? Like, I want to do, like, if I'm going to die, I want to be having fun dying, right? So, like, I guess I don't mind. I guess maybe that's why I love being scared and all. Like, I love horror films. I'm a huge horror film fan. And I actually had a date to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights last year. And we got, like, the passes to, you know, skip the lines and stuff. So we were able to go to every single haunted house they had, and that it was so much fun. Just like
so scary.
It was so much fun, and some of the houses actually were really scary. And just like you were describing, like, just being like scared and being able to like grab onto him. And at one point I told him, I was like, well, you know, you don't mind, because this was actually like our first time meeting for that date, and it was an overnight. And so we took our time at the theme park. So it was like fantastic. And I was like holding on to him. And there was one part where it was like one of those tunnels that make you like dizzy. Mm-hmm. And literally I could not walk straight. Like, it made me instantly dizzy. Like the black and white spiral thing that you see at like the carnivals.
Yeah.
In the fun house type thing. I think the haunted house is actually kind of like a fun house, haunted house thing. And I got so dizzy, and I literally was like, I had to hold on to him and close my eyes because I couldn't walk.
Oh, wow.
And it was just like one of those little, Yeah, it was one of those like little moments that kind of like, you know, like bonded us kind of thing. So as you're describing like feeling safe with this guy in St. Louis, it reminded me of that. So I'm like, you absolutely need to go back and do this haunted house with him, because then you guys are going to have like this like little bonding experience. It's going to take your relationship just like a little bit to the next level.
Maybe I'll plan a tour in St. Louis and I'll message him and say, hey, we need to go to that mansion thing.
Okay, listen, if you don't plan a tour, I need somebody out there to either fly her to St. Louis, or when she does tour, you know, book her for a wonderful evening, an extended dinner date, and take her to this haunted mansion so that she can experience this and hold. But he has to make sure he's not like a really scaredy guy, because you guys both can't be walking around screaming.
Oh, yeah. You have to be able to withstand my squeezes too, because I'm going to be like squeezing the hell out of his arms.
No, like I hear guys love that stuff though. Like they love being, you know, able to feel like the macho man that's making her feel safe and comforting her. So I think it'd be hard to find a guy that would be upset if you were squeezing them. You know? Like it's so cute. I just love it, and I just hope that you're going to do it. And you're probably going to be like scared shitless, and that's okay.
And if you go before me, you have to tell me how it is.
Okay, so I've never been to Missouri at all. And I've put it out there like on Twitter that, you know, I'm trying to visit all of the states to just, I'm like trying to go through my bucket list, man, as if I'm like, I got a diagnosis that I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I don't know what the rush is. I just like to do things. I don't like being home for too long. So I'm trying to check off all the states, and Missouri is a state I have not been to yet. So if anybody wants to fly me to St. Louis, I don't have the patience for touring anymore. If I'm going to already plan to be there, I usually like, you know, throw up a tour kind of thing like I did for Nashville. What was that? Back in April, somebody bought me, actually, I was gifted a whole trip to go see Lamb of God in Nashville. So nice. I was like, oh, well, while I'm here, you know, I can get a date. And then somebody just like took up my whole one day and booked a 24-hour date. So that was awesome. Yeah, so I don't really tour unless I'm already planning to be there. So I doubt that I'll just to go. But if somebody wants to fly me there, I might even
fly her to there and take her to the Lemp Mansion.
It just sounds so fun and just 100% right up my alley. And I'm serious, like I hope that you go back and I can't believe you were there though. Like you were right there and were like, I can't do this. So now I'm like in my mind, I'm like, how scary is this?
It's scary. Like, and I usually am like, yeah, that's, you know, let's go. But then when that little girl in the bathroom thing, I was like, okay, never mind.
That's what I think did it for you, was the little girl in the bathroom. So like, are you normally a fan of like horror and stuff?
Yeah, I watch scary movies all the time. Absolutely love them. The only time that I'm not a huge fan of gore. Like I like watching it, but when the scenes are like super gory, I will kind of look away sometimes. I have this reaction that like when I see pain on a TV or a movie, I can feel it. So I'm like an empath in that way. So I don't know. Sometimes I have to look away, but I do like watching it for sure.
Look, I don't like gore either. I don't like gore. I do like horror films. And especially if they're like have a psychological aspect to them. So the Saw franchise is like every year I watch from Saw, the first Saw to like, what do they have? 8 or 9. I watch them all around Halloween. It's like my annual thing that I do. Nice. So yeah. So are you like a fan of Halloween as well?
Oh yeah, I love Halloween. I actually, back when I was younger, I used to go to Vegas a lot. I went to Vegas for Halloween and I won a costume contest. I won, it was $3,000.
So what were you dressed as?
I was a devil, but I had on latex pants, no top. I had pasties on, big red wings. I had white contacts. devil horns.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And the latex gloves that are like up really high, red, everything red.
Yeah.
It was pretty hot. I won basically because I didn't have a top on. I'm not going to lie, but the costume was pretty hot. Listen, I have pictures of it and I love it.
Did you have all of your tattoos and stuff then?
I had only a few. That was like 20 years ago. I only had a few tattoos. But actually, it was funny because I put some fake tattoos of like a pentagram and some other stuff that I had, like rhinestones on my face and like all kinds of stuff. But yeah, it was a fun night. I had people taking pictures of me all night.
I can see you on video and you have some pretty awesome tattoos. So I was thinking, like, you know, without a shirt on and just pasties, you probably won because of all of this amazing art on your body right now.
Yeah, I think I only had like two tattoos at the time. I've kind of been adding to my collection. I started getting tattooed in 97 and I get new tattoos all the time. I'm probably going to cover everything from my chin down eventually. I'm kind of like committed to the tattoo life and I want more and I want a bigger and better ones. I'm always looking for new artists. So
I'm trying to work on a back piece, but trying to find an artist is very difficult when it comes to coloring with black skin. I found one local, but he doesn't like to check his messages. So I have to find
somebody. I know there's a person out there that can help you with that. Message Koi. She knows people.
Oh, yes. Koi Erotica. Love her. Her content is amazing. So since you've become a professional dater, I forgot. My friend Milo Sky was like, hey, can you start asking this question? And I almost forgot. So thanks, Milo. What was one of the like first big things that you bought yourself when you got into the industry? That's not like you paid your bills. Doesn't have to be luxury.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I paid for beauty school. I mean, it's kind of a big thing.
That is a big thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people get into this industry to pay for school.
Right. Yeah,
or to pay off student loan debt. So that's amazing.
I took a huge trip to Thailand all by myself and I paid for that. That was the best thing that's probably the best thing I spent my money on, to be honest.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to have you back on to share this Thailand adventure because solo traveling is amazing. I tell people if you can do it because you just learn so much about yourself. Like I love traveling by myself. Actually, my first solo trip is what got me into this industry because I just was like, this is what I need to be doing all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would just absolutely love to hear about your trip to Thailand. I have not been to Thailand, so I'm excited. I'll have you back on in the future and you can share your trip to Thailand.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, so before you go, Tania, can you let everybody know where to follow you?
I am on Twitter at Tania Tonsorial. That's TanaTonsorial. And Instagram, Build a Bimbo, BuildaBimbo. And Ivy Rose.
Build a Bimbo. That is interesting.
Yeah, it's a little part of my personality. It's the other thing that I love to do.
Yes, shout out to...
Oh, Miss Ivy Rose. It's Miss Ivy Rose on Twitter. It's MissIvyRose.
Perfect. Shout out to Ivy for introducing her to this wonderful double date and sharing this experience with us. Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Well, so the takeaway from this show, guys, is that double dates are a thing in this industry and they should become the norm, people. Like, it is okay to have experiences with a guy and his friend and a girl and her friend. It is totally normal. There's nothing crazy going on. It's just like a regular double date. I love it. Thank you so much, Tania, for coming on and sharing this experience. Because I'm tired of people looking at me crazy when I'm like a double date. Or I guess I should say in my instance, it's usually a group date because there's like usually like four of us, like four couples total. So I usually say a group date. So thank you so much for sharing this awesome experience. I hope that you get to that haunted mansion and take the actual tour.
You too. Let's see who will make it first.
Yes. Yes. Let's see who will go to the haunted mansion first.
Maybe we'll go on a double date there.
Oh my God. You know what? That would be really cool if we ended up doing a double date and going on the haunted mansion. We could do a triple date with Ivy Rose, since it all started with her. I don't know her. I don't know her. So I'll have to look her up, and
I'll send you her stuff on Twitter for sure.
Yes, please do. I would love to connect with her as well. I'm sure she has some stories to share.
She does. She's a dom. So.
Oh, is she?
A little. Yeah. She's more on the fetish. She does both, but she does a lot of fetish stuff. So.
Oh, yep. Listen, have I had a dom on? No, I haven't had a dom on yet. I would love to, though, because, well, why not? I love hearing everybody's stories. It's so much fun. Okay, guys, it's been another great adventure with HoVentures. Thank you again, Tania, for coming on. And as always, keep it sexy.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at HoVentures, and on Instagram at HoVentures Podcasts. As always, keep it sexy.